If you ever wanted to know what federal dollars do in Wisconsin every day, just look at the responses this week to the Trump administration's memo calling for a pause in federal payments to grant, loan, and assistance programs. This state relies on a lot of federal money for a lot of purposes. WPR's Anya Van Wagendonk has been looking into just how much money and how many purposes, and she joins me now with more. Anya, when we talk about federal funding for Wisconsin, how broad is that?
Yeah, it's really significant. The state passes its budget every 2 years, and our current budget is about $100 billion, and $28 billion of that comes from the federal government. So, you know, you can do that math. It's like a quarter of what Wisconsin uses to just pay for stuff every 2 years. But that figure doesn't account for federal grants and loans that go directly to organizations and also local communities, local governments. That's also billions of dollars with a B, and that goes to everything you can imagine. It goes to Head Start programs for young kids and Meals on Wheels for the elderly. Those are some of the highest profile organizations that people are talking about this week. But federal funds go to housing assistance, heating assistance, they repair railroads, they will send fire trucks to your community, cancer research, park repairs, mental health services, education for farmers, tribal health care. I went through a laundry list of about 15,000 grants just for the year 2024. It is a huge, huge list.
And you've spoken with some of the groups that are on that list that receive this money. What are they saying now?
Yeah, there is just across the board so much uncertainty. Nearly every group I spoke with said they're not receiving any kind of direct communication, and so they are depending on news reports and the White House press briefings and just trying to figure out what is going on. And there's a real, you know, ripple effect to that kind of uncertainty. So, for example, I spoke with somebody who runs a Meals on Wheels program for seniors up north, and they contract with food vendors. So it's not just a question of uncertainty for their staff about whether operations are continue or for the people that they serve, whether they'll, you know, receive those meals. It's also a question of will the food vendors get paid? And so there really are these kind of ripple effects throughout communities.
And these organizations plan out their budgets and their strategy a year or sometimes more in advance.
Yeah, exactly. They really kind of count on this money and understand it to be coming through. Some of these organizations are so small and kind of shoestring. I spoke with a woman who runs a childcare business, and she serves families who receive federal assistance to send their kids to daycare. And those families, you know, typically get that assistance on the first of every month. And so she's literally waiting till the first of the month to find out whether their assistance comes through. And depending on whether those families get their checks, she will then decide whether or not she can keep her business open next week or whether she needs to go find a different job.
So is this big, murky, gray area getting any less gray?
You know, if anything, I think it's getting less clear because there are so many factors at play. Earlier this week, a federal judge in D.C. blocked the original memo that announced the pause. And so then the White House rescinded that memo. That block is still in effect in the courts, but we're waiting to figure out what happens when that lifts. It's also sort of unclear what it means that the memo was retracted, even though the executive orders about what the federal government will and won't fund going forward do stand. So a lot of the groups that I spoke with, you know, understand this to mean like business can continue as usual because that memo was rescinded. And so that confusion itself is actually something that's now being debated in the courts. There's a judge that's considering whether that confusion itself is harmful. Because, right, when you have organizations that are closing their doors because they just don't know how to comply with a federal order, that is a serious effect, right?
And so what do they do in this situation?
So I think we're all just kind of waiting to see what happens next. We're waiting to see what happens when that original court order lifts, and then just generally what's going on in the courts, whether there will be additional lawsuits. There's this question of whether it is even legal for a president, for an executive office, to make this funding decision without Congress. Congress is supposed to control the nation's purse strings. And then we're waiting to see whether the Trump administration kind of responds to some of those arguments, maybe by putting forward a different proposal that's more designed to evade some of these legal questions. And so it really is just a lot of questions with no real answers. And I think in the meantime, a lot of these organizations that depend on that money are just scrambling to try to understand.
That's WPR's Anya Van Wagendonk. Thanks so much.
Thank you.